In the 9 months in which we have been in office, by virtue of judicious management and honest dealing with our public finances, the Ministry of Health has been able to pay back 560 million of that 1.2 billion debt. For me, not only does it mean that the NHIS has started working again, but it also justifies the decision I made that I would appoint an economist, a chartered accountant of quality, to head the health service. Many people were wondering why I didn't appoint a doctor or a medical academician and appointed an economist. And I said that the reason is that the health service is challenged by its finances, not by the quality of its personnel. And we have to find somebody who can deal with the finances. Akwakwajima Memu has begun to deal with the finances. We have restored the teacher training allowance. They said that we couldn't do it in this, as from this September academic year, the teacher training allowances have been restored. As far as the nurses' training allowances are concerned, a week today, on the 10th, exactly 1 week today, I'm going to Sunyani. Yes. I want you all to put your ears, yes, and wait to hear what I have to say, yes, in Sunyani. Yes. Of the various matters that Nakabo put before me, the matter of the Nurses Training College infrastructure has already been dealt with by the minister. What I have to do as far as the Teacher Training College is concerned is to ask the authorities in Accra to speed up the process of accreditation so that we can then begin the construction of the Teacher Training College. So I intend to do that. The bridge at Bigbe, Dikbe, we have captured in this year's activities a certain number of bridges of an emergency nature that are going to be dealt with. Dikbe is one of them. The Upper West, like the three northern regions, are the most disadvantaged when it comes to electricity coverage and access is concerned. This year, 2017, and next year, 2018, 106 communities in the Upper West are going to be connected to the national grid. And the pledge that I'm giving is that by the end of my term, there will be universal access to electricity all across Ghana, including, of course. The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development is here. Over a month ago, she came to see me that when the positioning of all the DCEs has been completed, she wants to make some additional reform to the local government structure of our country in order to prove its efficiency and effectiveness. And that in the Upper West, she has decided that she's going to elevate three districts to municipal status. One of them is Laura. Any time from now, you will hear that Laura, the legal instruments have been created to elevate Laura to a municipality. Now, Pwele, in conclusion, I want to thank you very, very much for the warm reception that you and your people have given me in my delegation on this visit, and that the bonds of friendship that were struck 50, 60 years ago by our ancestors continues to live. It continues to live in my relationship with you, and it continues to live in my relationship with your son. And it will be a relationship like this. It is never going to be broken. And to tell you, and on the 15th of October, I'm going to be here for the festival. Thank you.